上次我们看到第十章末了的时候
Last time as we looked into chapter 10 at the end of chapter 10
我们很清楚地看见一个真正遇见主的人他里面对主的认识是立刻就明亮的
Clearly, we can see that one who has an understanding of the Lord would immediately be enlightened.
这样的人不会只是停留在享用恩典。
Such an individual would not remain in the level of only enjoying grace.
他们里面有一个催促，让他们很明确的定规去拣选跟随主。
Within, they would have a prompting to very clearly pursue after the Lord and choose the Lord.
也就是说，从认识恩典到认识赐恩的主。
And that is from knowing grace into knowing the Lord of grace, the one who gives the grace.
那今天晚上我们进到第十一章的时候，那整个主的行程又起了一个新的段落。
And now when we enter into chapter 11, it gives us a new stage of the Lord's path, His journey.
11章一开始就说到我们的主跟门徒快到耶路撒冷。
At the beginning of chapter 11, it tells us that our Lord and the disciples, when they came nigh to Jerusalem,
他们一行人到了伯大尼伯法奇这一个地区就是橄榄山的那个地区耶路撒冷城外了
and so this group of people they went unto Bethany and Bethphage at the Mount of Olives which was outside the city of Jerusalem
那主就打发两个门徒进城去
and so he sent forth two of his disciples into the city
还没有进到城不过就是靠近城了到了一个村子里边去牵一匹 驴驱来
And so it was not into the city, but in a village near the city, and to ask them to find a coat.
我们在没有看到这个事情继续的发展下去的时候
And before we look into what happened in this passage,
我想先和弟兄姊妹们特别提到一件事情
I want to make a special mention about one thing with brothers and sisters.
四卷福音书
In the four Gospels,
马太
Matthew
路加
Luke
约翰
John
说到我们的主不止一次在耶路撒冷
It speaks of our Lord that he was in Jerusalem more than once
特别是约翰福音在耶路撒几乎大部分的事情是发生在耶路撒冷
Especially in the gospel according to John most of the time he spent was in Jerusalem
少部分是在加利利
There was only a minority of the time he spent in Galilee
马太福音
In Matthew
主的孩童的时代有提到多次的在耶路撒冷
As when he was a child many incidences it records that he was in Jerusalem
然后大部分也在加利利
And also a major part of that was in Galilee
路加福音
In Luke
也提到主好几次在耶路撒冷但是还是大部分时间在加利利
It mentions that our Lord was in Jerusalem quite a few times, but also most of the time he was in Galilee.
但是很稀奇。
But amazingly,
在马可福音里面
in the Gospel according to Mark,
提到主在耶路撒冷只有一次。
The number of times it records that our Lord was in Jerusalem was only once.
也就是现在十一章我们开始看的这一次。
And it is this only once in chapter 11, the time that we're going to look into tonight. 我们看马可福音的时候 When we look at Mark,
主一开头就在加利利。
At the very beginning, he's already in Galilee.
一直就转在加利利。
And he continued to go throughout Galilee.
因为虽然好几次在谈话的里边提到耶路撒冷。
And even though many times in his speech he mentioned about Jerusalem.
但是从没有一次记录他到过耶路撒冷
But there is not one recording that recorded he was in Jerusalem.
当然我们的主是多次到过耶路撒冷
Of course, our Lord was in Jerusalem many times.
其他那三卷福音书所提到他到耶路撒冷的时间，马可福音里边的主也当然也就是。到过耶路撒冷。
Of course, when in the other gospel books it mentions that our Lord was in Jerusalem, the Lord that's recorded in Mark also, of course, was in Jerusalem.
但是圣灵就完全没有做那些记录。
But the Holy Spirit did not record any of those in Mark.
一开头就是在加利利。
At the very beginning, he was already in Galilee.
耶路撒冷一出来，就是他最后一次到耶路撒冷。
And once he was in Jerusalem, that was only mentioned once and the last time.
弟兄姊妹们，这一件事情值得我们去留意。
But brothers and sisters, such a matter is worthy of our attention.
为什么圣灵做这样的记录？
Why is it that the Holy Spirit has such a recording?
如果不掌握马可福音的主题信息，
if we're not able to grasp the theme of the gospel according to Mark,
我们就不觉得这些记录有什么特别。
Then we will not think anything special about these recordings.
但是如果我们留意到马可福音的主题，
but if we notice the theme of the gospel according to Mark,
我们就知道这一个记录是非常非常的严肃的。
Then we know that this recording is extremely serious.
因为在马可福音唯一记载我们的主在耶路撒冷的生活工作。
Because this is the only time it records in the gospel according to Mark that our Lord spent time in Jerusalem and his work and his life.
这一个生活和工作的那个最高点就是钉十字架。
And his life and work in Jerusalem, the highest point is his crucifixion.
我们的主从十一章在耶路撒冷出现。
And before our Lord was recorded, before chapter 11,
他就等着钉十字架的事情发生。
He was waiting for this matter of being crucified.
因为在第十一章以前，我们的主已经连三三番四伏的说到他要到耶路撒冷接受祭司文士祭司长文士法利赛人的苦，并且要钉死在十字架。
Because before chapter 11, our Lord mentioned repeatedly that he was to go into Jerusalem to be judged by the high priest, the Pharisees, and the scribes, and to suffer of them.
我现在到了耶路撒冷。
And now he is in Jerusalem.
所以等在他前面的就是十字架。
And so what lies ahead waiting for him is the cross.
那如果我们看到了这一个点，
And so if we're able to see that point,
我们就立刻就体会到一件事。
Immediately we're able to understand one thing.
从十一章开始，
starting from chapter 11,
我们很清楚地看见，
very clearly we can see,
一个做仆人的，
one who is a servant,
现在按照他的主的差遣，
now according to his Lord's sending,
来完成所接受差遣的事实，
to finish the mission which he was sent for.
我这是一个非常非常严肃的事。
And so this is a very extremely important matter.
我们的主他受差遣，他的就是最高点在地上显出来，就是十字架。
Our Lord was sent, and his ministry, the highest point of his ministry on earth, is the cross.
因为十字架一面是把神的救恩完成。
Because on the one hand of the cross, it is to complete the salvation of God.
另一面又是打开神永远的计划在地上执行的路。
And on the other hand, it is to open the eternal plan of God to be executed on earth.
那因此在十一章里边说到我们的主在耶路撒冷的这一段日子。
And so in the days that is mentioned in chapter 11, the Lord spent in Jerusalem.
我们能掌握到这一个点的时候，我们就看到里面所记载的事情那个真实的属灵的意义在哪里。
So if we're able to grasp those points, we can see the true spiritual meaning recorded in these matters.
不然的话，我们就好像其余两个福音书所提的啊，只是看见一个历史的事实。
Otherwise, it may just be a recording for us to see the history that has happened in the other two gospels.
那现在我们的主到了橄榄山。
And so now our Lord is at the Mount of Olives.
还没有进耶路撒冷。
He has yet to enter into Jerusalem.
等于说进耶路撒冷。
He is waiting to enter in.
他就差遣两个门徒到对面的村子里面去。
And so he sent forth two disciples.Against over the other village.
就告诉他们说，你一进村子，你就看到有一个驴驴群。
And he told them, as soon as you enter into it, you shall find a colt tied.
从来没有给人骑过的。
Where are never man sat.
你们就去把它解开，牵过来。
Loose him and bring him.
啊，如果有人问你，你为什么把那个驴群解开？
And if any man say unto you, Why do ye this?
你们就告诉他说，主要用他。
and you shall answer that the Lord hath need of him.
那他们就允许你把那个驴驱 带走。
And straight away he will send him to you.
那现在门徒去就照着主的话把这个驴驱牵来。
And so the disciples went according to what the Lord had told them.
那么主就骑上去。
And so the Lord sat on it.
但是骑驴的时候。
But when he was on the colt,
门徒就把衣服脱下来，放在那个驴背上的驴驱背上。
The disciples cast their garments on the colt.
主就骑上。
And he sat on the colt.
然后很就进城了。
And he entered into the city.
进耶路撒冷。
He entered into Jerusalem.
那很多的人在那里欢迎主。
And so there was a crowd there welcoming him.
然后他们把衣服脱了，就铺在地上。
And many spread their garments in the way.
也把田间的树枝砍下来铺在路上。
And others cut down branches off the trees and strewn him in the way.
这是当时的环境。
And that is the circumstances around this.
然后人就当在主来到的地方
and whenever our Lord went
就向着主有很多的呼喊
they would cry out saying
他们的呼喊就是说到 Hosanna
and what they cried out was Hosanna
那 Hosanna 在这里说是敬拜神的意思
and so Hosanna here means to worship God
称颂神的意思
it is to praise God
原来我们看那个小字就说原来Hosanna 是一个求救的意思
and if we look at the footnote the original meaning means Hosanna means to cry out for help
人有难处
There's, man has a difficulty they cannot solve it
他就盼望有人来给他
So they hope that someone would come and help them and save them. And so they're crying out, Hosanna, Hosanna. But here, Hosanna means another matter. That is to praise God. And so here, let us look at how they praised God. So they first said, Blessed is he that cometh in the name of the Lord.
然后又说那将要来的我主大卫的国是应当称颂。
And then they said, Blessed be the kingdom of our father David that cometh in the name of the Lord.
高高在上，何善啊！
Hosanna in the highest.
或者说在至高之处的何善。
And that is also meaning Hosanna in the Most High.
严格说起来。
So to be strict.
这里头他们的称颂是集中在两件事上面。
The praise here is focused on two things.
第一就是这个来的人。
First is the one who is coming.
他的特点就是他奉主名来。
And this special character of the one who is coming, he is coming in the name of the Lord.
第二件事情就是这个奉主名来的人来到的时候。
The second matter is that when this who comes in the name of the Lord,
也就是主的国度出现。
It is also that the kingdom of the Lord shall come.
所以在他们的称颂的里边集中在两个点上。
So in their praising, it is focused on these two points.
一个是国度的王。
One is the king of the kingdom.
一个就是国度的本身。
And the second is the kingdom itself.
我们领会的这两个点的时候。
And so when we know about these two points.
我们回过头来看，为什么当时那些人欢迎我们的主的时候是如此做了安排。
Then we'll look back and see when they welcomed the Lord, why they did what they did.
弟兄姊妹们，接着我们很容易就想到。
Then brothers and sisters easily were able to think of
神给以色列人的节期里边的那一个祝棚节。
That God when He gave the festival to the Israelites, the festival of the tent.
而弟兄姊妹们晓得，在祝棚节的那七天。
Brothers and sisters, you realize in the 7 days of the festival of
tents, 以色列人是把树枝砍下来，就在耶路撒冷的街道上搭棚。
And that is the Israelites would cut off the branches of the trees and they would set up their tabernacle on the street.
就住在那里。
And they dwelt there for 7 days.
在那里欢乐。
And there they were rejoicing.
他们生活在那里。
And they lived there.
敬拜在那里。
And their worship was there.
聚会在那里。
And they congregated there.
高高兴兴的过着。过那个祝棚节
and with joy they celebrated the tent of the festival of tents.
那弟兄姊妹们，我们都知道。
Brothers and sisters, we all know.
祝棚节就是指着国度。
The festival of tents is a type of the kingdom.
那因此，我们把这些历史的事实和 圣经里面的一些启示的那些东西并在一起的时候。
And so when we put these two things together, the fact of the history and the revelation in the scriptures,
我们很容易就看见这次我们的主进耶路撒冷。
Easily we're able to see our Lord's entrance into Jerusalem this time.
乃是国度的王进到他的京城。
It is the king of the kingdom entering into his capital.
把整个的以色列的国或是犹大人都翻腾起来。
And so the entire nation of Israel or the people of Judah, they were all rejoicing.
那因此弟兄姊妹们，您留意到 这里边有好些事情。
So brothers and sisters, here notice a few things.
那刚才我们说
Before we said,
就是马可福音里边唯一一次记录我们的主到耶路撒冷。
That this is the only time in the gospel according to Mark that it records our Lord entered into Jerusalem.
从表面上来说，那是一个王的显明。
On the surface, it reveals a king.
但是我们没有从这个角度去体会。
But we will not come to understand this from that angle.
我们刚才一开始就特别提到，是一个仆人去完成他主人给他差遣的指示。
And at the beginning we mentioned we will look at it from the angle of a servant going in to complete the ministry that was sent for him by his Lord.
因此我们看到这里的时候，
And so when we look at this passage,
从外面来看，
externally,
一个很热闹的场面，
it is a very uplifting situation,
一个很高兴的场面，
and there is much rejoicing,
一个很叫人心里头兴奋的场面。
And it would cause the heart of men to be excited.
但是很稀奇的，
But very amazing,
这一位进来的完成他主人差遣他之事的那一位，
That this one who enters in, the one who is to complete his mission sent by his Lord,
就是百姓在那里高喊奉主名来的那一位，
And even the one who is the people crying out to, that blessed is he that cometh in the name of the Lord.
他所骑的坐骑却是一个驴驹子。
But what he is riding on is only a colt.
圣经没有太多的说到这个驴驹子。
Now the Bible did not record too much about this colt.
只是第一说到他从来没有给人骑过。
But only one fact that it was never sat on by any other.
第二，主骑上去的时候，这个驴驹子什么装饰都没有。
And that when the Lord rode on this colt, that it was not decorated.
只是很简单的，只是门徒的衣服。
It was very simply the garments of the disciples.
弟兄姊妹们，
Brothers and sisters,
在这一个地方，
At this place,
很明确地给我们看到，
Very clearly we're able to see,
这一位做神的仆人的神的儿子，
The Son of God who is the servant of God,
他现在在成就神给他的那一个差遣的时候，
Now at the time when he is to complete the mission that was sent of him by God,
他的形象是什么？
What is his image?
从外面来看，
from without,
对不起，从他的知识来看，
from his ministry,
那是很大的，
it is a great one,
大的不能再大的，
it is so great, it cannot be any greater,
因为神的救恩就从这个人身上来成全，
because the salvation of God is to be completed by this one,
神永远的旨意在地上的执行就从这个人身上来开始，
and it was going to, the eternal plan of God is going to start from this person,
但是从外面来看，
but externally,
你看到这一个成就神旨意的仆人，他却是非常的卑微。
You can see that this servant who is to complete the eternal will of God, he is very humble.
连马也骑不上。
He did not even have a horse.
只能骑一个驴驹子。
He can only ride on a colt.
连鞍也没有。
Did not even have a saddle.
灯也没有的。
And there is no, there's no other decoration.
只能就是坐在一块衣服的上面。
But he only sat on some garment.
再卑微不过了。
There is nothing more humbling.
你要把他在当时所显明出来的那一个身份和他那个实际的那种光景。
And so if you compare this, his actual status and the situation which he was manifested in.
这篇所显出的是从天上来的敬称颂。
What on this one hand, the situation is that he is gaining the praise that is from heaven.
是奉主来，是奉主的名来的，一个这样尊贵的人。
And he is this honorable person who is coming in the name of the Lord.
但是从眼见的里面，他确实卑微到不能再卑微。
But from sight, you can see he is so humble, he cannot be any more humble.
那除了用两个脚行走以外，大概再上一步。
And so aside by going on foot, it is just a step higher to ride on this coat. We thank our Lord. And silently he received such an arrangement. And humbly, lowly, he entered into the completion of this great ministry.
那这是头一点，我们要留意。
And so that's the first point that we must pay attention to.
主自己的卑微。
The humble, the humility of the Lord.
啊，他卑微到一个地步，他只能用一个驴驹。
He is so humble that he can only use a coat.
那第二。
The second point that we must pay attention to.
是说到这一个驴驹。
It mentions about this coat.
在人看来。
To man,
这个驴驹是根本是算不得什么。
This coat is nothing.
也从来没有给人使用过。
And this coat has never been used.
用什么？也就是说
，Brothers and sisters, that also means
这个驴驹还不能做工。
This coat has cannot work yet.
不会做工的。
It does not work.
还没有经过训练去做工。
It has not been trained to work.
但是现在他就承担一个很重。
But now this coat is to bear a very great responsibility.
他背负着主的仆人来成就他的知识。
He is bearing on his back the servant of the Lord who is to complete his ministry.
那在这一个点上，我们也是在有一点的体会。
And so upon that point, we also can come to understand.
固然从表面上看来，这一个驴驹子，他只是为了主所用。
That externally, of course, we can see that this coat was especially used just by the Lord.
它不为别的事情来用。
That is only used for the Lord and nothing else.
因为主也明明说主要用它。
Because the Lord straightly points that it was to be used by him, and only the Lord can use him.
那他自己也实在是只有主才去会用它。
And he himself, of course, can be only used by the Lord.
因为在其他人的眼中他是没有用的。
Because in the sight of others, he is useless.
他还不到可以给使用的那个地步。
He is not to a point where he can be useful to others.
但是我们感谢主。
But we thank our Lord.
我们的主所使用的都是在人眼中看为没有用的。
Those who our Lord uses are useless in the sight of others.
但是你放在主的使用底下。
But when we place ourselves under the Lord's using,
他就承担着一个很大的知识在那里。
Then we bear on ourselves a very great ministry there.
我常常读到这个小驴驹的时候。
And many times when I read about this coat,
我里面实在是有很深的感觉。
Within me, I do have some deep feelings.
因为实在一个被主用的人
Because indeed one who is used by the Lord
并不在乎他本身原来有多少
Does not take an account of how much he himself has
而在他能有多少交出来给主用
But how much he is able to bring forth, give out to be used by the Lord
那当然我不是说我们那就做一个什么都不知道的人就好了。
Of course, I'm not saying that we are not to, we're to be one who does not know anything.
我也不是这个意思。
I do not mean that.
我的意思乃是说
What I mean is,
尽管我们本身有多少
even though how much we may have in and of ourselves,
但是在我们的心思的里面我们必须看到一点。
But in our heart, we must be able to see this point.
如果主不使用的话,
if the Lord does not use it,
再多也没有用处,
it would still be useless, no function if we had even more.
如果主要使用的话,
if the Lord is to use it,
我们能交出的一点点在主的手中就成为大的。
Even though it may be only a little bit that we can give forth, but in the Lord's hand, it will become great.
我们实在感谢我们的主。
We indeed praise and thank our Lord.
一开始给我们看到我们的主进到耶路撒冷的时候。
At the beginning, when it sees that our Lord enter into Jerusalem,
是这样震动我们的心思的主。
It was such a great impact in our heart. It is this Lord.
从外面看是卑微。
Externally, it is humble.
从里面看是庄严。
Internally, it is majestic.
我们实在感谢主。
Indeed, we praise and thank our Lord.
因为现在进入耶路撒冷的这一位主的仆人神的儿子。
Because it is this one, the Lord of the servant of God and the Son of God who entered into Jerusalem.
乃是来完成。神给他呢最大最大的支持。
He is to enter into Jerusalem to complete and finish the greatest ministry given to him by God.
一面让神的百姓从心里面有一点点的苏醒。
On the one hand, it is to give the people of God a little bit of awakening, revival in the heart.
另一面也让神的百姓给引动国度的那一个。
On the other hand, it is to lead the people of God also into the promise of the kingdom.
那我们现在要转到另一面来看主进耶路撒冷的事。
Now we will shift to another angle to look at this matter of our Lord entering into Jerusalem.
我们觉得在头一就是十一章的开头的那个圈圈的那一个段段那个段落。
Now we feel at the beginning of this passage in chapter 11,
有很多事情值得我们。
There are so many things that is worthy of our attention.
不是只是当时一个事情的记录。
It is not merely a recording of the history at that time.
那么我们一面看见我们的主在那里受人很大的欢迎。
On that one hand, we can see that our Lord was greatly welcomed by the crowd.
另一方面，你看到我们的主进到耶路撒冷的时候，他感觉里里外外是受压迫。
But on the other hand, we can also see from without and within when our Lord entered into Jerusalem, he was oppressed.
主里面的感觉和外面的那个情形完全没有办法配得起来。
With his feeling from within, what he felt cannot be balanced with what the situation is without.
我想请弟兄姊妹先留意第十一节。
I want brothers and sisters first to pay attention to verse 11.
耶稣进了耶路撒冷。
And Jesus entered into Jerusalem and into the temple. Now pay attention to this, brothers and sisters. Here it mentions two things. One is a greater boundary. And that is Jerusalem. And the other boundary is a little smaller. And that is the temple. And so when we see our Lord into Jerusalem, And straight away he went into the temple.
弟兄姊妹，我们留意这两个地方。
Brothers and sisters, let us notice these two places.
如果说到城，
If we mention about the city,
那是神的城。
That is the city of God.
称为神名下的城。
And that is the city in the name of God.
用神的名字来做那个城的名字的城。
And that is the name of that city is the name of God.
如果说到殿，
If we mention about the temple,
那是神的居所。
That is the habitation of God.
这两个事情对我们的主来说都是非常非常有密切的关系。
These two things have intimate relationship with each other to our Lord.
他进了耶路撒冷就进到自己的京城。
He entered into Jerusalem that was going back to his own capital.
他进到殿里面他就回到自己的家。
And when he enters into the temple, he is returning to his home.
那么如按照一般来说。
So in general,
进到城也好进到殿也好。
Whether you enter into the city or the temple,
对我们的主来说，那应该是他里面感觉非常的安息的。
To our Lord within, he should feel at rest.
他非常的喜乐和满足了。
He should feel satisfied and peaceful.
因为回到家里了。
Because he has returned home.
因为回到他自己的城里了。
Because he has returned to his city.
但是我们看下去的时候。
But when we read on.
我们就发觉有一些非常不调和的光景。
We see something that is not harmonious.
而弟兄姊妹，你接下去就看到。
Brothers and sisters, when we read on,
we can see. 进了殿。
He entered into the temple.
看了各样物件。
And when he had looked round about upon all things.
弟兄姊妹，我请问。
Brothers and sisters, let me ask you.
虽然马可是唯一次记载我们的主在圣殿。
Even though in Mark it is the only recording that our Lord was in the temple,
但是对我们的主来说,
but to our Lord,
圣殿对他不陌生的,
that the temple is not strange and unfamiliar to him.
耶路撒冷对他不陌生。
Jerusalem is not unfamiliar to him.
在这一次以前，
before this time,
几乎每一次的犹太人的节期，我们的主都到圣殿的。
Almost every time at the festival of the Israelites, he would enter into the temple.
逾越节他在那里过了几次。
He has been in there for the Passover at least a few times.
五旬节我们的主在那里也度过过。
And he has already celebrated Pentecost in there.
连修殿节我们的主也去过。
And even when they were building up, fixing the temple, our Lord was in there.
这是说到我们的主成年以后的事。
And that is,
对不起，长大了以后的事。
And that is after our Lord grew up.
如果 连他的少年的时候，孩童的时候，我们的主在圣殿的次数就更多了。
And if we count into the account that he was in the temple when he was a child, when he was young, it would be even more.
弟兄姊妹，你一定能记得他十二岁的那一年。
Brothers and sisters, you will remember that when he was 12,
那跟着父母去过节。
He went with his parents for the festivals.
过节完了，父母就回加利利，他一个人还留在耶路撒冷跟那些文士们在那里谈论神的事。
And after the festival, his parents went home to Galilee, yet he remained in the temple talking to the scribes.
用着，所以你绝对绝对的有把握说，我们的主对圣殿里面整个的环境是熟悉的。
The brothers and sisters, we can say with confidence that our Lord is very familiar with the surroundings of the temple.
但是很稀奇。
But very amazingly,
你要问，
we must ask,
主进圣殿周围看了许多的物件，什么意思？
What is the meaning when our Lord entered into the temple and he looked around upon all the things?
看跟不看有什么区别？在那个时候，对我们的主来说
，At that time, to our Lord, whether he looked upon all the things or not, what is the difference?
因为这些事物对我们的主来说，熟悉的不能再熟悉了。
Because to our Lord, all these things that he looked upon is very familiar to him.
但是我们的主那这一次到耶路撒冷，头一件事情就是去看各种的物件。
But this time, the only recording that our Lord entered into Jerusalem and into the temple, what he did was to look upon all things.
什么意思呢？
What does that mean?
如果我没有领会错的，
If I did not misunderstand,
我实在觉得主那是心里面实在是非常非常的难过。
I greatly feel that at that time our Lord within was extremely feeling bad.
因为在殿里面所有的物件没有一样不是在那里提醒人说到这里来敬拜神。
He was extremely sad because of all the things that he looked upon, none of those matters to our Lord was something that would remind othersof worship to God when they entered into the temple.
你看到祭坛的时候，你不得不敬拜神。
When you see the altar, you must worship God.
因为在祭坛那里有祭牲献祭的事情，叫人看见到神面前去的路打开了。
Because when you look upon the altar, you see the matter of sacrifices to God, that it would open up the way to God.
你看到那是陈设饼的桌子的时候。
And so when you see the table of showbread,
你看见神在那里给人那么丰富的供应。
You can see the fullness, the richness that God provides to man.
人无限的可以享用神的一切。
That man can without any hindrance enjoy the fullness of God.
你没有办法在主面前不称颂敬拜神。
There is no way for us to withhold our praise and worship to God.
你看到灯台的时候也是一样。
When we look upon the lampstand, it is the same.
我在灯台里面所发出的亮光一直照明我们进入至圣所的路。
The light from the lampstand will show forth the path for us to enter into the Holy of Holies.
一直叫我们只看见神给我们的光，而把我们所有的黑暗都留在背后。
It would only show us the light to God, and it would leave all the darkness of ourselves behind.
虽然他不能，人不能进到那个至圣所里头。
And even though man cannot enter into the Holy of Holies,
但是你能想象到至圣所里边的那个约柜。
But you can imagine the ark in the Holy of Holies.
神的荣耀充满在其中。
That the glory of the God filled there.
神又在那里与人有交通。
And God wants to commune with man there.
神又在那里与人面对面。
And God wants to see man face to face.
人在神的面前再没有恐惧战惊。
And no longer is man to be fearing and condemned before God.
只是在那里享用神荣耀的同在。
He can only enjoy the glorious presence of God there.
你怎么能在那里不敬拜神？
How can we withhold our praise and worship of God in the temple?
你怎么能不在那里？
How can we not praise God in the temple? But now when our Lord went in to look upon all these things, it seems as all these results of these things that it should manifest did not manifest itself in that way. If we're to say that these matters did not manifest,
那就留下另外的一个一些事实了。
Then it leaves for us other facts.
什么事实？
What facts?
祭坛所以叫人能在神面前。
That the altar would cause man to be able to stand before God.
那是因为那里有献祭的事。
It's because there's the matter of sacrifice on it.
献祭就是十字架。
And the sacrifice is the cross.
桌子上面有无限的供应。
And on the table there is unlimited supply of provision.
因为是由那一位作为神所享用的数祭的神的儿子，他在那里完全粉碎了他自己。
And it is because the Son of God is there to completely break himself as the wave offering there.
灯台上所发出的亮光也是因着这一位神的儿子毫无保留地焚烧了他自己。
And on the lampstand, it is to show forth the light. It is because the Son of God has completely poured forth himself to be broken.
那在约柜的那一个上边不住地流着神的羔羊的血。
And on the ark is continually upon it the blood of the lamb.
这许许多多的事情归总起来就是十字架。
And when you put all these things together, it is the cross.
是十字架的各方面。
It is different angles of the cross.
那现在我们的主来到圣殿的里面。
And so now our Lord comes into the temple.
在殿的里边整个的环境我们的主没有接触到敬拜。
When he sees the things upon, he did not encounter things of worship.
我们的主只是在那里接触到十字架的实际。
Our Lord only encountered the reality of the cross.
因为他所看到的都是十字架的所表明的那些事物。
Because what he sees are the objects that manifest as a type of the cross.
难怪在这一个城的外面虽然有高兴和热闹，
and so even though without in the city where there is rejoicing and great noise,
但是在主的居所的里边却是冰冷。
But in the house of God it is cold.
主的居所的里边一直好像在提醒我们的主说，只有十字架等着你。
But in the house of God it only is a reminder to our Lord what awaits for him is the cross.
弟兄姊妹们，
brothers and sisters,
只有我们体会到当时主的这样的心情，
if we're able to understand the heart of our Lord at that time,
我们才能体会底下发生在主身上的事。
Then are we able to understand what is to happen to him later on?
因为当主进到殿里面看过了各样事物以后，
because when he entered into the temple and looked around about all the things,
圣经就说天色已经晚了。
And the Bible records, and now the evening tide was come.
我们前一阵子在主日交通过伯大尼的家。
And before we shared on the house in Bethany,
当时那个感觉就是从这些事物来的。
And the feeling at that time came from these things.
主回到自己的家。
Our Lord went to his own house.
天色晚了。
The evening tide has come.
就在那里歇息就是了。
He should just rest there.
但是我们看见事实不是这样。
But we see the facts are not so.
天色晚了。
The evening tide came.
主就和十二个门徒出城。
And he went out with the 12.
没有留在殿。
He did not remain in the temple.
也没有留在城。
He did not remain in the city.
说出一件事情。
That tells us.
殿没有成为神的家。
That the temple did not become the house of God.
城也没有成为神的城。
The city of God did not become the city of God.
因为在城和殿里边都没有主可以歇息的地方。
Because in the city and in the temple there was not a place for the Lord to rest.
他就往伯大尼去。
So he went out unto Bethany.
他是从伯大尼那边来。
He came from Bethany.
现在又回到伯大尼那里去。
And now he returned unto Bethany.
那我们知道。
And we know.
耶路撒冷没有留下主的地方。
That there is no place that has kept the Lord in Jerusalem.
殿没有主歇息的地方。
There is no temple for the Lord to rest.
但是伯大尼那边有。
But in Bethany there is.
因为伯大尼那边有一些心里向主敞开的人。
Because in Bethany there are those who has an open heart toward the Lord.
所以主到晚上就回到那边去。
So in evening the Lord returned unto Bethany.
那这个不在马可福音我们读经的范围里，我也不再提了。
And so this is not in the boundary of the gospel according to Mark. I won't mention any more about that.
但是我们看到一件事。
But we do see one thing.
主最后上耶路撒冷，大概一共有七天的时光阴。
At the end, when our Lord went into Jerusalem, it was about 7 days.
在这七天的里面。
And in these 7 days.
除了最末后的那一天，他给抓拿，要经过审判，要给人准备第二天钉他十字架以外，每一个晚上他都回到伯大尼。
It was only on the last evening when he was captured and arrested, waiting to be crucified the next day, that each evening he would go out of the city unto Bethany.
每一天早晨就从伯大尼再回耶路撒冷。
And each morning he would return unto Jerusalem from Bethany.
再进到殿里。
And then into the temple.
弟兄姊妹们，你揣摩我们主的心情。
Brothers and sisters, if we contemplate the feeling of our Lord here.
就是在这样的来来回回。的过程的里面
It was in this situation when he went back and forth.
你要我们的主忘记耶路撒冷，不可能。
You want our Lord to forget about Jerusalem? That is impossible.
你要我们的主忘记殿，不可能。
If you want our Lord to forget about the temple, that is impossible.
但是他却没有办法在哪里受接待。
But there is no way for him to be received there.
所以他每天就是这样来回跑，伯大尼、耶路撒冷、伯大尼、耶路撒冷。
So each day he would travel back and forth from Bethany to Jerusalem, Jerusalem back to Bethany.
那现在从第二天从伯大尼出来了。
And so the second day he went forth from Bethany.
又发生一件事了。
And there's another thing that happened.
什么事呢？
What thing?
他们从伯大尼出来。
When they came from Bethany.
弟兄姊妹们注意，圣灵在这里又记录了一件。不大寻常的事。
Brothers and sisters, pay attention that the Holy Spirit records something that is quite strange.
我们不在意的时候就觉得很普通。
If we're not paying attention, we think it's very normal.
如果我们在意的时候，我们就觉得很不寻常。
But when we pay attention, we would find it uncommon.
什么事呢？
What matter is that?
耶稣饿了。
He was hungry.
你说不是？
Brothers and sisters,
那十二个门徒不饿吗？
Does that mean the 12 are not hungry?
只是耶稣饿吗?
That only Jesus was hungry.
他在伯大尼过夜。
He spent the night in Bethany.
如果不是在马大、玛利亚、拉撒路的家。
If he did not spend the night in Mary, Martha and Lazarus's house.
也并会是在西门的家。
Then he would be at Simon's house.
那这些人会允许我们的主饿着肚子出门吗?
Now would these people allow for the Lord to go out of their house hungry?
按照一般情形来说是不会有这样事情发生。
Generously speaking, these would not happen.
但是很稀奇。
But here, amazingly,
圣灵就记下一件事情。
The Spirit records this.
耶稣饿了。
He was hungry.
他为什么饿？
Why was he hungry?
别人不饿，他饿吗？
The others are not hungry and only he is hungry.
那弟兄姊妹们，
Brothers and sisters,
我想我们的主当时不仅是身体感觉饥饿。
I think that our Lord not only felt hungry physically.
因为在这一阵子他灵里面的负担一定是很重的。
Because at this time, the burden on his spirit must be very heavy.
但是再重也没有办法比殿 和城所给他的感觉那样重。
Even brothers and sisters, if you
在别一个地方也曾经饿过。
Our Lord was also hungry at another recording.
门徒饿的时候他没有。
When the disciples was hungry, he was not.
门徒合麦穗来吃的时候，我们的主没有饿。
When the disciples were eating from the gleaning of the wheat, our Lord was not hungry.
但是弟兄姊妹一定记得。
The brothers and sisters, you must remember.
在叙加井旁，我们的主是饿过的。
That our Lord was hungry by the well.
不是的。
He was hungry in the city, in the well, by the well in the city.
那当时门徒就进城去买食物。
And at that time, the disciples went into the city to buy bread.
当中就发生他和那个撒玛利亚妇人谈话的那一段事实。
It was by the well when he spoke with the Samaritan woman.
等到门徒把食物买回来了。
When the disciples returned with the food,
他们让主吃了。
And the Lord ate.
但主说他已经饱了。
Our Lord said he is full.
门徒就稀奇。
The disciples were then amazed.
我们还没回来，谁给他东西吃呢？
We were yet to return. Who fed him?
主说我有食物是你们不知道的。
Our Lord said he has food that they do not know of.
他说我的食物就是遵行那差我来者的旨意。
And our Lord said that his food was to do the will of the one who sent him.
什么时候我们的主能遵行父的旨意，他就满足了。
Whenever our Lord was able to do the will of the Father, he would be satisfied.
他就饱了。
He is full.
他就没有饥饿的感觉。
He would not have a feeling of being hungry.
弟兄姊妹，如果你把那一件事情和这一件事情放在一起做一个比较。
And so brothers and sisters, should we put that event and this event together as a comparison?
我想我们立刻就体会到我们的主的饥饿是因着什么原因来了。
I think we would immediately understand why our Lord was hungry at this event then.
这也就是我刚才所说上面的那一段话的那个整个的环境。如果不能掌握住的话，就不能领会底下主所发生的事情的原因。
And that is also the reason I say the pretext of this event, if we're not able to grasp that, we would not understand the recording to come.
弟兄姊妹，你看到
？Brothers and sisters, you see.
在这一个时刻，在这一个境地。
At this moment, in this place.
我们的主没有条件去行在活出。
Our Lord was not living under the situation where he was qualified to execute the will of the Father.
那里是不错是耶路撒冷。
Yes, it was Jerusalem.
那里不错是圣殿。
Yes, it was the temple.
但是在那里神的旨意行不开。
But there the will of God cannot be executed.
你要遵循神的旨意，在那一个地方好像没有这个环境。
If you were to do the will of God in that situation, it seems there is no channel for you to do so.
你要去摸到神旨意的时候，你感觉的就是压迫。
And if you want to touch upon the will of God in that situation, all you would feel is oppression.
在这种光景的底下。
And under that situation,
我们的主感觉饿了。
Our Lord felt hungry.
他实在饿了。
Indeed, he was hungry.
因为神的旨意在他里面要出来，但是环境压制他。
Because the will of God is to be executed from him, and yet the situation, the surroundings were suppressing him that it could not come forth.
那在这样的一个感觉的里面,
so under this situation,
我们的主远远看见一棵无花果树,
our Lord from far away saw a fig tree.
然后他就走到那个树下,
and so he came.
以为可以在那里找到无花果,
if happily he might find anything there.
当然这个是外面的那个情形, 是这样。
And so of course this is only the external situation.
但是到了那边的时候。
But when he went there.
看见那个无花果树只有叶子没有果子。
He found nothing but leaves.
圣经就特别说了。
And the scriptures record.
因为那个还不是收果子的季节。
For the time of figs was not yet.
那所以我们的主就发出一个咒诅。
And so our Lord answered and said unto it,
他说以后永远没有人再吃你的果子了。
No man can eat fruit of thee hereafter forever.
我们有些时候就不大弄不大懂。
Sometimes we do not understand.
既然不是收果子的时候，我说没有果子那是
And so if it's not time for the fig yet and there's no fruit there, so that is very logical and reasonable. And so why should the tree be cursed? So brothers and sisters, if we know the nature of the fig tree, then we would know. Even though it was not the season for the fruits, as long as there are leaves, they would still have one or two fruits. Here we have many fig trees.
你稍微留意一下,
and so if we just pay close attention, we would see this phenomenon.
但是当时虽然不是
and so even though the time of figs was not yet,
满树都是果子,
it was not a time when the whole tree was full of
figs,
but there should at least be one or two.
而一两个都没有, 那就不应该,
and so even if there's not one or two, then that is not right.
那是因着这样,
and so because of that,
我们的主就指着这一棵无花果树给他一个咒诅,
our Lord pointed to this fig tree and cursed it.
但是我们的眼睛常常就是注意这一棵树,
but our sight is always focused on this tree.
却没有留意到我们的主借着这一棵树是指出一个很严肃的问题。
We did not notice that through this tree our Lord is pointing for us a very solemn matter.
这一个很严肃的问题和当时我们的主在城和殿里面所接受的感觉是连在一起。
That's this solemn matter that the Lord wants to point out to us is closely connected to the matter he felt when he was in the city, in the temple.
弟兄姊妹,
brothers and sisters, we know
在整本圣经里面, 神是用着无花果树来做以色列这个民族的预表。
In the entire Bible, we know that the fig tree is used as a type of the nation of Israel.
以色列是应当是 神的恩典在万民中流出的,
that Israelites should be a sign of the blessing of God to be flow forth to the nation. And now Israel did not show forth the responsibility entrusted to them by God.
连一点点都没有表达出来,
not even a little bit.
所以我们的主就在那里咒诅了一下,
and so our Lord cursed it.
从今以后没有人再吃你的果子,
no man will eat fruit of thee hereafter forever.
也就是说,
that is also to
从今以后,
say, from now on, God will no longer use the nation of Israel as its vessel to complete the eternal will of God.
虽然主还应许他能苏醒过来，他能给复兴过来。
Even though the Lord has promised that they would be awakened and revived,
但是在神的永远的计划里边, 他不能像神起先安排他的那一个位置那样来发生功用,
but in the eternal plan of God, they cannot show forth their function in the original plan that God has for them.
因为以后我们知道, 十字架以后, 主就用作教会来代替以色列, 来成就,
because we know that after the cross, God will use the church to take the place of Israel to complete his eternal will.
那么当主咒咒这一棵树以后,
and so when our Lord cursed this tree,
门徒也听见主说的话,
and his disciples heard it.
那么好了, 他们就到了耶路撒冷,
and so they come to Jerusalem,
又进入圣殿,
and went into the temple.
弟兄姊妹注意的事情的发生了,
brothers and sisters, pay attention to the event.
头一天进去就观察了一切,
the first time he went in, he looked round about upon all things.
第二天进去, 弟兄姊妹们你就看见一个事实发生了,
brothers and sisters, the second time he went in, you can see the event that's going on.
什么事情呢?
What happened?
主洁净圣殿,
that he cleansed the temple.
主不能允许殿还留在那一种 不生不死的光景。
He cannot allow any longer for the temple to live in that way of not living or dying.
主不能容让其他的事物掺杂在那里，来遮挡了神在殿所显明的功用。
Our Lord can no longer bear anything to be mingled in the temple to hinder the matter of God there to be manifested.
而主要把他的殿恢复到殿原来的功用。
The Lord is to revive the temple to its original function.
所以他就赶出在殿里做买卖的人。
So he began to cast out them that sold and bought in the temple.
推倒那些兑换银钱的人的桌子和卖鸽子之人的凳子。
And overthrew the tables of the money changers and the seats of them that sold doves.
弟兄姊妹要知道这里的一些历史的事实。
Now brothers and sisters, we must know some facts in this background.
他们在那些人在殿里做买卖是做什么买卖呢？
Those people who were buying and selling in the temple, what kind of exchange was that?
因为在律法上面是有这样的定规。
Because in the law there was this.
每年以色列人要三次到耶路撒冷过节。
That each year the Israelites must come to celebrate the festivals in the temple.
他们到耶路撒冷过节的一定是要献祭。
And when they come to worship in the temple, they must offer a sacrifice.
那么如一般的情形，他们要在他们原居地把那些献祭的牲口赶到耶路撒冷。
In general situations, they would have to bring the sacrifice from where they came from into Jerusalem.
然后就在那边献祭。
And then they would sacrifice it there.
那后来，但是律法上也有一样的定规。
But there is also this statute in the law.
如果路程太远，
if it is too far of a journey,
你们可以在本地把那个牛羊卖掉。
That they can sell the herd or the flock in their local place.
然后把钱带到耶路撒冷。
And they would take the money to Jerusalem.
在耶路撒冷买祭牲献祭。
And to buy the sacrifice in Jerusalem to
offer it. 那这也是律法允许的。
And that is allowed by the law.
那么他们到圣殿的时候，要有些时候要交丁税。
And so sometimes when they enter into the temple, they may have to pay a tax.
他们交那个丁税的时候，一定要用圣殿用的银子。
And so if they were to pay a tax, they must use the coin, the money used in the temple.
你没有的时候，那只好在那里去兑换了。
So if they did not have that currency, they must change it with the money changers.
因为在主当时的时候，犹太人用的是罗马的银钱。
Because at that time, the Jewish people used the Roman currency.
那你在那边去把换回那些圣殿所接受的那些钱币。
So they must exchange in the temple the currency used in the temple.
鸽子也是献祭用的。
And so doves are also used for sacrifice.
那这些他们在耶路撒冷去买一点都不是不合法。
So for them to buy and to do this in Jerusalem, it is not illegal, unlawful.
是合法的。
It is lawful.
但是问题就是。
But the matter is.
这些买卖不能在圣殿里做。
That this kind of buying and selling cannot be done in the temple.
你可以在圣殿以外任何地方去做，都是合法的。
You can do it anywhere outside the temple, and it is lawful.
但是到了四福音的时代。
But in the time of the four gospels.
那人又为了方便
for the convenience
那个祭司的集团也腐化了
and the system of the priests has already been decayed and corrupt
他们也就允许人在圣殿里边摆设这些买卖的地方
they also allow them for them to set up these tables of money changers and buying and selling
他们就从中收取一点利益
and they would gain some benefits through that
那对人的方便来说人也觉得哎呀这样蛮不错啊
and
可以省掉很多功夫
and for man's convenience they would find that very convenient and would save them some work
但是我们的主就说
but our Lord said
你们怎么可以这样
how can you do this
把神的殿我们主说是把我的殿变成贼窝了
But ye have made it a den of thieves That the temple is not for you to use in this way. My house shall be called of all nations. The house of prayer, it is the place where man will have fellowship with God. Man will worship God there. And God would be present with man there. Man will enjoy God. And God would also enjoy man. And it is under this harmonious situation that it would cause us to be joyful and peaceful. How can you make it a den of thieves? And so our Lord cleansed the temple there. So brothers and sisters, we want to put all these things together and not separate them.
我们就看到, 这一位做主的仆人的神的儿子,
then we would see the Son of God who is the servant of God. Now he is to restore the nature, the heart of man that is to be manifested before God. He is to restore that free channel of worship and fellowship with God. And so this is all that he did.
那当然在那些祭司文士他们耶路撒冷的那个宗教集团里边的人物来看呢,
and so this religious organization in Jerusalem, the priests and the scribes, when they saw this,
他们是受不了,
they cannot take it.
他们觉得耶稣这个人做得太过分,
they felt that this man Jesus did too much.
好像把他们得利的门路都封闭,
that he has closed the door for them to gain benefit.
本来对我们的主已经很多的成见了,
they even before they already was opposing our Lord.
现在更接触到他们, the 痛处,
and now this is a sore point for them.
他们就准备要除掉,
so they seek to destroy him.
那弟兄姊妹们,
so brothers and sisters,
这就是当时成活殿里边的实际的光景,
this was the practical situation in reality in the temple at that time.
我们把它整个的都归纳起来的时候, 我们就看到这样可怜的一种光景。
And so when we put all these things together, we do see this pitiful situation.
所以难怪十九节那里就说, 每天晚上, 耶稣出城。
And so in verse 19 there said, when evening was come, every night he went out of the city.
弟兄姊妹们,
brothers and sisters,
我们看到主最末后的那一个星期在耶路撒冷的光景,
in that week, in that condition when our Lord was in Jerusalem,
我们实在看到一个真正的主的仆人
was entrusted to him by God.
这是一面,
that is on the one hand.
另一面,
on the other hand,
虽然在这样沉重的那个属灵的压力的底下,
though under such heavy spiritual pressure,
我们的主没有忘记抓住每一个时刻来造就跟随他的人做仆人,
our Lord did not let go of any opportunity that he took hold of it to edify those his disciples.
所以他们早晨从伯特尼出来回耶路撒冷的时候, 看见那个受咒诅的无花果树, 枯干了,
so in the morning as they passed by, they saw the fig tree dry up from the roots.
门徒就跟主说,
the disciples said to the Lord,
主啊, 你咒诅的那棵树啊, 从根刚, 整棵的干掉啊,
Master, behold, the fig tree which thou cursed is withered away from the roots.
当然在门徒当时的心思里, 他们觉得是很稀奇,
of course in the hearts of the disciples they were amazed.
怎么主说咒诅, 这个咒诅就成就了,
how come our Lord cursed it and it became true?
我们的主就很严肃地对他们说,
then strictly our Lord said to them,
你们当信服神,
have faith in God.
你们不要只看见这个现象,
do not only see this phenomenon,
你们必须看见神的作为,
you must see the work of God.
而这不是一个什么人做的事情。
This is not something done by man.
而这是神要做的一件事情。
This is something to be done by God.
而你们要信服神。
You must have faith in God.
那所以我们的主立刻就抓牢这一件事情来教导门徒。
So immediately our Lord took hold of this situation to teach the disciples.
弟兄姊妹还记得在第十章里边那两个门徒来到主面前说，主啊，我们无论向你求什么你都答应我们。
So brothers and sisters, if you still remember the two disciples coming to the Lord in chapter 10 asking the Lord, Lord, whatever we ask you, you must answer.
当时主已经给他们一些的带领。
And of course our Lord already taught them at that time.
现在继续给他们一些更深入一点的带领。
And now the Lord teaches them even deeper.
第十章里面给他们的带领是心思上的带领。
In chapter 10, the Lord taught them in regards to their heart.
现在给他们的带领是让催促他们去经历神的带领。
But now, the Lord teaches them, urges them to receive the teaching of God.
所以我们的主立刻就对他们说，你们要信服神。
So the Lord tells them immediately, have faith in God.
所以你们无论何人啊，主就说，我实在告诉你们，你们无论何人要对这一座山说，挪开其子之地，投在海里，他若心里不疑惑，只信他所说的必成就，必给他成就了。
For verily I say unto you, that whosoever shall say unto this mountain, be thou removed, and be thou cast into the sea, and shall not doubt in his heart, but thou believe that those things which he says shall come to pass, he shall have whatever he said.
哦，弟兄姊妹，这是很大的事。
Brothers and sisters, indeed, this is great.
你说叫这座山投在海里。
But you ask the mountain to be cast into the sea.
如果我相信我能这样做的话，那个山不能不听话。
Now, if I believe I can do this, then the mountain must do so.
许多人读这个经文的时候啊，就有点作难了。
Many when they read this verse, they are troubled.
比方说，我前几天前一阵子一直通风沙了。
For instance, when I was not feeling well a few days ago,
我就说我信心不疑惑，我叫冲锋走开。
Then I say, if I have faith without any doubt, then I would be feeling better.
很可惜他没有走。
But fortunately, that did not happen.
他还留在那里。
It was still hurting me.
弄得我整个人都是好像，反正不舒畅。
It was painful, and I was not happy.
你说主说的。
But the Lord said, you said.
你们祷告的时候，只要你相信的这个事情就一定要成就。
Now when you pray and you believe, this shall be done.
那我们的经历好像并不是这个样。
But it seems our experience is not so.
弟兄姊妹们
，brothers and sisters，
不是主的话说错。
It is not that the Lord spoke wrongly.
是我们领会错。
But it's that we have misunderstood.
我们以为我们的盼望就是等于信心。
We think that our hope is faith.
这是头一个毛经常出现的毛病。
That is one thing that goes wrong.
我们那些主观的想法就作为是信心。
We would use our subjective thinking to think that it would be faith.
现在很多追求灵恩的弟兄们，他们其中有一点就是说，你一直说去想，你就想得到的了。
Now many brethren who would chase after charismatic matters would tell you to keep on thinking it and believing it, and it would happen.
这个叫做积极的去想。
And that is to be active,
positive
thinking. That would be called positive thinking.
你想一次不行，你想两次。
If you think it one time, it does not work. Think it again.
想两次不行，想三次。
If that does not work, think it three times.
三次不行，想四次，
four times.
一直想下去。
Keep on thinking it.
你看看那个韩国的赵荣基写的那个《四度空间》，他就是其中一点，他就是这样教导人。
And so that's one of the things a Korean author wrote. He taught men to have positive thinking.
What to?
That is something a Korean author Paul Chow wrote named the fourth dimension.
不是的。
Brothers and sisters, no.
那个积极的去思想并不等于信心。
Positive thinking does not mean it is faith.
也不会把那个想法变成信心。
And that way of thinking will not change it into faith.
弟兄姊妹，你要留意我们主在这里怎么说。
Brothers and sisters, notice what our Lord says here.
主是说，所以二十四节弟兄姊妹留意。所以我告诉你们，凡你们祷告祈求，无论是什么，只是信是得着的，就必得着。
Therefore I say unto you, what things soever ye desire, when ye pray, believe that ye receive them, ye shall be have them.
他是说你信是得着的。
If you believe that ye receive them,
就是说你有把握得着的。
That means you have confidence you will receive them.
不是想说去得着的。
It is not that you think you will receive it.
你是有把握得着的，你不想他你。他也还是在哪里的。
That you are sure you will get it, not even if you don't think you get it, it is still there. Even if you push it away, it is still there.
信是得着的。
That means, that is what it means to believe that you receive them.
你怎么能有这个信是得着的？
How then would you have this kind of faith to believe that you receive it? Brothers and sisters, pay attention.
主的话没有停在这里。
He did not stop there.
主的话继续说下去。
Our Lord continues to speak.
他说你祷告的时候。
And when ye stand praying.
你想起有人得罪你们，你就饶恕他。
Forgive if ye have aught against any.
好叫你们在天上的父也饶恕你们的
过。That your Father also which is in heaven may forgive you your trespasses.
你们若不饶恕人。
But if you do not forgive.
你们在天上的父也不饶恕你们。
Neither will your Father which is in heaven forgive your trespasses.
整个的说来是什么？
Brothers and sisters, what does this mean?
要维持与神的正常的畅通的交通。
We must continue to have that normal condition of having smooth fellowship with God without any hindrance.
我们的祷告乃是一直在那里活在与父神那个毫无阻挡的交通的里面。
That our prayer is a continued fellowship with God without any hindrances.
在这样的交通的里面。
And under this kind of fellowship,
神就把他要做的事情放在你里面。
That God would place in you the matters which He wants to be done.
神就让你知道他要做什么事。
God would let you know what it is that He wants to be done.
那么当你知神竟然把他要做的事放在你里面。
And since God has placed in you the matters to be done,
你就有把握。
Then you will have faith.
你要把那个把握推走，他也走不走了。
Even if you were to push away that assurance, it will not go away.
弟兄姊妹，
brothers and sisters,
信是得着是这样显出来。
To believe ye receive them, it is manifested in this way. It is not coming forth from your thinking.
是从与神的交通里面接过来的。
It comes from receiving from God through fellowship.
我想弟兄姊妹们，如果在祷告上面有过经历的，你都能知道的。
I think for brothers and sisters who have such an experience in prayer, you know.
许多时候你想是没有办法得着。
Many times you think you cannot receive it.
但是它就是得了。
But yet you receive it.
有的时候你想是一定能得的。
Sometimes you think you will receive it.
结果就是没有。
Yet you do not.
你说怎么会是这样的？
You say how come it is this way?
弟兄姊妹。
Brothers and sisters.
那就要问你那一个，你觉得那个是把握，那个把握从哪里来？
Then you think you have assurance, confidence. Where does that come from?
这一个必须是跟与神的交通里边带出来。
This must come from being brought out through the fellowship with God.
现在我们把整个我们看今天晚上看到这里为止，你把它整个串起来。
And now we'll just end here tonight if we were to link it all up together.
你看到我们的主在耶路撒冷在殿里不得安息。
You see our Lord in Jerusalem in the temple, he did not find rest.
为什么？
Why?
没有交通。
There is no fellowship.
没有寻求。
There is no seeking.
没有敬拜。
There is no worship.
那因此我们的主。
Therefore our Lord.
他就洁净圣殿。
He cleansed the temple.
洁净圣殿的目的。
And the purpose of his cleansing of the temple is to restore fellowship.
乃是恢复敬拜。
To restore worship.
乃是恢复与神那个畅通的交通。
To restore that free flowing worship and fellowship with God. Because through this free flowing worship and fellowship with God, then it will lead man.
信是得着。
Into having faith, believe ye receive them that you shall receive.
服侍神的人。
Those who serve God,
实在是要知道神要做什么。
They must know what it is that God wants to do.
如果一个做仆人的人不知道他的主人要做什么。
Now if a servant does not know what the master wants to do,
这个仆人是不称职的。
Then this is not worthy to be a servant.
因为他做的不是主人要他做。
Because what he is doing is not what the master wants.
他所没有做的就是主人要他做的。
And What he did not do is what the master wants for him to do. And that is very woeful. But we thank the Lord. When we see in the last journey of our Lord into Jerusalem, on the one side he shows forth himself how he is a servant. In extreme lowliness he is to execute and do the greatest and glorious ministry of God. But at the same time, with the same spirit of this ministry and the training of this ministry, he teaches to his disciples. Indeed, we thank our Lord. That when Mark records these, it is very common. But the heart that our Lord wants to manifest to us through these words indeed is very full and rich. We thank our Lord. May our Lord enlighten our eyes to know Him even more through the spirit of wisdom and revelation. So that when we follow our Lord as servants, we would walk well. I think we'll end our sharing here tonight.